The suit filed in federal district court in Madison on Tuesday is almost identical to the one filed last fall after Madison police arrested five Wisconsin Carry Inc. members for disorderly conduct. Police responded to a 911 call from a Culver's restaurant where the men were eating lunch while wearing holstered handguns on their belts. Wisconsin Carry spokesman Nick Clark says the first suit challenges the constitutionality of the police department's policy of demanding identification of people openly carrying guns. This one asks for damages and legal fees incurred by the men who were arrested.
The citations were dropped, so we never had to go to trial on those, but we still spent money preparing to go to trial. Now that those charges have been dropped, that opens the way for us to file the action for inappropriate and unlawful arrest.
Clark says the goal of both suits is to establish one basic principle.
The mere presence of a firearm is not evidence or indication of a crime. It's not probable cause for a crime. And all across the country, the courts have found that that's the case.
Clark says no criminal would walk into a restaurant openly wearing a gun because it would draw too much attention. The Madison city attorney had no comment on either lawsuit. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.